रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. Aranyakanda chapter number 49, the abduction of Sita. The recitation begins now. Ravana of boundless fame was beside himself with rage at these well-deserved taunts. He struck his palms together, assumed a form huge as a mountain, and cried, "Girl, I take it that my strength, courage, achievements have not reached your years. When I behold you scornful and indifferent towards me, even after I have enlightened you thereupon, I am tempted to think that you are clean daft. I can stand in mid-air supportless and root up this globe with my hands. I can drink up this boundless waste of waters. I can fight with death and prove his death. My arrows can stay this course of the sun at its height. I can shatter the world to atoms. I can change my shape with the speed of thought. Ask of me what wounds you will have. I deign to cast a loving eye upon you, and you heed me not and speak to me harshly. Verily, you have taken leave of your senses." He then stood in his native shape, his eyes that rivaled the sun in splendor and the fire in consuming energy were red and tawny at the edges. Armed from head to foot, adorned with priceless garments and jewels, he resembled huge cloud banks. He put away from him the handsome and peaceful form of a sannyasi that he came in, and assumed another terrible to behold as that of the Lord of Destruction. Blind with wrath, he stood before Sita, fixed her with his baleful eyes as if he would scorch her beauty, and cried, "Do you aspire to be the wife of the best and the foremost of all creation? Then accept my suit. I am in every way fit to be your husband. Untold ages of happiness are yours as my wife. The worlds hold not my equal. I have lost my heart to you. Your lightest word is a law unto me now and forever. Turn your heart away from that slight mortal and let me find favor in your eyes. Fool who thinks herself all wife, what do you see in Rama? What rare excellences, except that he shamefully exiled from the kingdom and is an object of contempt to all? Find me another fool who, at a word from a woman, will surrender kingdom, happiness, and friends, and dwell in these haunts of fierce beasts, even as one of them." At the worst, Sita deserved the love, respect, and kindness she showed to Ravana, but the wicked monster was dead to all such nobler instincts. Mad with lust and passion, he lifted her aloft, taking hold of her lovely tresses with his left hand, while he passed the right under her knees. The guardian spirits of the forests fled in terror at the sight of Ravana with his mountainous body. Twice 10 arms like great serpents and eyes blazing with anger like the Lord of Time. At once there stood beside him his magical car, adorned with gold and gems, drawn by huge mules and thundering like dark rain clouds. Then he frightened her still more by cruel threats, caught her legs together and lifted her onto his carriage. Sita of spotless fame, thus wantonly outraged by Ravana, could not contain her grief and called in piteous tones upon her husband, who was even then speeding back through the dark forests. The Rakshasa forced his loathsome love upon the unwilling one, who shrunk from him with terror and drove fast, one of his hands holding her down as she writhed in impotent agony at the bottom of the car, even as a mean and repulsive creature attempted to carry away the wife of the king of Nagas. As he coursed through the sky, Janaki was almost demented with grief and terror and filled the woods with her cries and laments. "Lakshmana, prince of heroes, matchless is your devotion to your elders. Would that you saw me in the grasp of this Ravana, who kidnaps me in revenge for the deaths of Kara and Dushan. Raghunanda, you never bestow a thought on your life, happiness, or wealth when it is a question of those that have taken refuge with you. Then see you not that this base-born brute carries me away in defiance to all justice, human and divine? O noble Lord, that has come down upon earth to destroy the wicked and protect the good, how is it that Ravana, the worst of sinners, alone enjoys immunity? Perhaps the sins of the wicked do not bear fruit right away. Many are the factors that go to ripen an ear of corn. Even so, time is an important element in the fructification of karma. Ravana, I see the fingers of death upon your throat. That alone explains this mad sin of yours, so utterly heinous. So Rama is your fate. I ween that now at least would Kaiki and her following rejoice when they hear that the wife of Rama, of peerless fame and righteous soul, has been carried away by a base Rakshasa. Full well do I know every step of her nefarious plot. Sita will not stay behind if Rama is driven to the woods. The Rakshasas there will surely kidnap her, and that will be the death of Rama. Lakshmana will not survive him long. Then Bharata is safe on the throne without a rival. O stately trees of Janasthana, bear the news to Rama as quickly as you can that Ravana carries me away. O Mount Malyavan, Mount Prasravana, lose no time in acquainting Rama with my abduction at the hands of Ravana. O goddess of Godavari, the happy home of swans, herons, storks, and other waterfowl, I salute you. Carry the tidings that Sita is violently dragged away by Ravana. I salute the spirits of the trees here. Take word to Rama of my danger and misfortune. I seek refuge in all creatures in this forest. I am torn away from my home like a helpless waif by this wicked Ravana. Please let my beloved Rama know it as soon as he can, for dearer than life I am to him. Stay not for fear of Ravana. Let him know my Raghunatha, my Raghuvira, and his might and valor are enough to bring me back. Though this fool hides me in any of the countless worlds, though he entrusts me to the care of Yama, so fail me not. As she wailed and lamented piteously on her way, she saw Jatayu resting on a tree. Albeit she was in the cruel grasp of Ravana, she snatched courage to exclaim in accents that faltered from grief and fear, "Truest friend of my lord, behold this miserable sinner Ravana carries me away by force as if I was a helpless outcast. Do not seek to resist him. Trained and hardened in 100 fights, armed to the teeth, he is a treacherous foe and master of mighty magic. So I entreat you to acquaint Rama and Lakshmana in full with what has befallen me." Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.